Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. You found it. I'm sure I'm glad you did. This is a very, very cool show tonight. Returning with a new incarnation of her band is Sharon and the Wind. Well, that is the band, I should say. All the way from Denver, Colorado. Hey, guys, how are you?
We're doing great.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm excited to talk to you guys. I'm really, really digging the new stuff. Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, definitely glad you're digging it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's fantastic. Now, Sharon, tell us a little bit. This is your I think you've been on two times or three times before, something. One of my favorite guests to have on. Twice before.
Thank you. You're my favorite online radio show.
Well, thank you there. Now I'm blushing. And what I was going to say was I shouldn't even say this joke now, but I will. Apparently, Sharon's really hard to work for. She has a new band every time. No, I'm kidding. Tell us what happened. What happened, Sharon? How did the new band come together? And are you planning on using a different band for each album, or what's the deal? What's the story?
Hopefully not. No, the first album was just kind of me piecing together a full band for my solo music. And after a year of, rotating members about every 2 months or so, I finally landed on a group of four people that are wonderful. And we've been together for almost a year now, since June of last year. It's been fun. They're the best people that I've ever met. So I think we're going to be okay.
Well, that's awesome. You know, the bands are weird. I've never been in a band, like not a real one or anything like that. But all my friends growing up, all my friends are in entertainment, always have been, because they throw the best parties and, tend to know a lot of girls. So that's why I hung out with them. I'm kidding, kind of. No, seriously, though.
Are you really
a band's, not really. But a band's a unique venture, because you have different personalities you're dealing with, and your stock and trade, you're dealing in emotion. The whole basis of your art, your music, is emotionally driven, and that's just hard. People have a hard time just being with one person, let alone a group of people like that, a team that can come together under those circumstances.
I always say that being in a band is like being married to four other people.
Absolutely.
It's hard sometimes when you're, it's one thing to be friends with those four people, but it's another thing to share not just music, but like your whole world with those people and everything that you like, what you put all of your emotion, all of your time, all of your thoughts into. It's very different than just like hanging out with friends. So it's definitely,
right.
I mean, being in bands is not always easy. It's not always fun and games, but when you find the right people, you can make it work.
Yeah, there can be games and fun within that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I know we appear really serious, like through our music and shows and whatnot,
our
but pictures. We're like kind of ridiculous sometimes.
Yeah, we're goofy.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. One of the things I really like about Sharon and the Wind is I wouldn't classify you guys as a goth band, although I do know there's a giant, or has been a giant goth
band.
Yeah, but it is. It's dark rock, but it's I don't know. I think you guys have a little bit more going on than most of the goth bands I've seen. You know what I mean? A little more depth, like rock depth, I should say. And I think that's cool.
Well, mm-hmm. See, and that's me. I think the things I say we're goth prog because
mm-hmm.
I feel like there's a little more technicality and sort of, a lot of the classic goth rock bands that I love, Sisters of Mercy, stuff like that. It's a lot of drum machine. It's a lot of synthesizer.
Four on the floor.
Yeah, and it's like nothing wrong with that. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love that stuff, but we have a lot different sort of pursuit of that. idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like the prog label.
Yeah, there's a lot of different rhythmic stuff going on. Like, there's rhythmic changes within the music. For example, Demons is a really good example of that rhythmic essence. It's like the verses are very swing and a 1-2-3, 1-2-3 kind of feel. And then you get into the chorus and it's like boom, 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 boom. She's headbanging. Yeah. Yes, it's very fun to play, and the more you listen to the album, the more of those sorts of things you find, and like playing that music, you get to feel more of those details. You get to find the what kind of Neapolitan chord did we have in the Bridge of Fire?
a French augmented sixth chord.
Yeah,
we have
wow.
Changes, rhythmic changes, a lot of syncopation. Yeah,
really
a lot of syncopation
cool.
in the drums.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
wild. A lot going
That's
on.
That's awesome. Well, and it's intelligent music too. You know, there's layers to it, lyrically and sonically. You know, I mean, you listen to it and you're like,
yeah,
this is very very cool. This is very layered, and I don't mean that in like a techno-y trance type layered or a sample type layer. It's just there's a lot to it, you know. And
well,
I like
that,
where you can explore it.
I wonder if we calculated how many hours we spent in the studio, but by the end of recording vocals for the album, I was like sitting on the floor on the verge of tears in the vocal booth trying to get through it.
Stroke coke. It's
that's
a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it was a lot of hours.
That's awesome. Very cool. Now, Sharon, I know, you know, kind of out of necessity in the past, you've kind of led the giant share of making the music. Is this now more of a collaborative effort with the current lineup and incarnation of the band?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody comes from very different backgrounds as far as playing music goes and what they listen to, and we all bring our own ideas. I mean, with this album in particular, I wrote, kind of like I did with Storm, I wrote, you know, the piano lines, the, you know, the vocal melodies, the lyrics, and kind of like added in notes for what I had in mind for the rest of the instruments. But other than that, I mean, for the most part, everyone on this who recorded on this album brought their own twist to the music. And I think it came together really well. I mean, Anthony does bring a lot of syncopation and a lot of different exciting rhythms. And
mm-hmm.
Zach does the same with bass. And Alex on guitar has added so much depth to the band. I mean, I think the first comment I got after our first show with the new lineup was that we just had this whole new enormous wall of sound, and that's all just, you know, Alex. We call him Gearsmith. He's a giant, because his last name is Goldsmith, and he's a giant nerd about music gear and tones and pedals, and he brings that that interest into the music really well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also play really well, too.
But, yeah. I like the joke that we're kind of like the Powerpuff Girls in a sense, that I'm the sugar and Sharon's the spice. Anthony's the everything because he's got so many different pieces on his, you know, drums. And then Zach's the because he's just a cool dude. And then Alex is the chemical X.
Nice. Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, I'm very excited. Now, we've got three tracks we're going to play tonight. And I've been pushing out the Demons video a lot over the last week leading
yeah,
up to the show.
Thank you so much.
Now, the new album... and I'm trying to remember. It's been a long time since I took Latin, guys. It's been a long time. I'm an old man. Endocrine of Nightmares. Endocrine, is that the proper pronunciation? It means like a manual, right?
Hang on, my buddy boy. Enchiridion. I don't know if there's any Endocrine fans listening, but like, if you do, you remember how there's that antagonist voiced by Ron Perlman, who is the Lich,
okay.
And he's trying to get the Enchiridion so he can be all like, you know, immortal,
gotcha.
And shit, whatever. But
Michelle, do you want to explain what an Enchiridion is?
An Enchiridion is basically, I guess it's synonymous with a tome. You know, it's a big,
right, like a book
reference thing. It's a
yeah.
collection of information, and ours is an Enchiridion of nightmares. So it's all these,
nice.
You know, terrorizing scenes. These and, you know, walking scary daydreams and shit. Like,
a lot of horror stories wrapped up in there.
Fantastic. Well, you know, hey, that's awesome. I love the artwork on the album cover as well. It's fantastic. Very cool. I don't know who made it, but hats off to them. It's fantastic.
Barsena.
There you go.
From he's in Denver. So yeah, nice. he does like usually like crazy metal hardcore logos. But I kind of floated the idea to him, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm like down to give it a shot." And we all were kind of like not. We all had no expectation of what we were gonna get, and then he sent us one day, and I was like, "All right, well, like we got it." You know.
And Alex even did a little bit of artwork, sort of photoshopping for the inside. If you are to acquire thyself a copy of the album in the CD form and you get to flip through the lyric booklet, you'll get to see these very fantastic old style, like the 18th, 17th century portraits with all of our faces on them. And we look fancy as fuck,
yo. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, the album came out April 13th, so it's been out before a month. I can't think of the way I want to phrase that.
A little short of a month.
There you go. Man, I don't know. These late shows, baby. I don't know what happened to me. I used to be up all night.
I feel you.
Getting old. It's crazy. But no, it's out and it's available and people can pick it up and you can get it. We have a link, of course, to the Sharon and the Wind website and whatnot. Let's play a track so people know what we're talking about. I have queued up tonight. I've got Demons, Exorcist, and Fire. What should we hit people with first, do you think?
Yeah, well, let's start with Demons, the single, with the music video that you guys can find on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
And all over my website and blogs and everywhere, too. Here it is, folks. We'll play it, then we'll talk about it. This is a fantastic track and a fantastic video. Sharon and the Winds, Demons. Check it out.
Spirit blows, they call in name.
What a track. What a track. That was Sharon in the Winds, everybody. Demons. Man, I love it. I love it. That's a strong track.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, I've been playing the video a lot. Tell us about that. It's a cool video. Was it fun to do? Do you guys like doing videos? Or are they a pain in the neck?
I love doing videos. I think that it's just such an exciting process to take, you know, a song that's just like, it's such a big piece of your life when you're writing it, and so much goes into it, so much time and emotion and different thoughts, and then you have to condense that 3 or 4 minutes of footage somehow. And a clusterfuck of visual ideas. Like, so many visual ideas. We went and shot, we had like 3 or 4 different days of shooting, just whatever we could get. We had like had a storyboard written out and did those scenes and did like a bunch of extra stuff we could, and then we compiled all that, you know. The guy who made the video for us, our friend Nick Smith, he and I sat in front of a computer, I think, for like 55 hours for an entire week at placing all this footage and making this video. And it was a long, long process, but we're really happy with how it came out.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's awesome. It's a fantastic video. And it's very well done. I, you know, back in the day, I could have seen this on MTV. Well, my mind would have been blown. It would have been way advanced of everything you got there. I'm telling you, man, it's awesome. I honestly just expected, well, they're going to have a lyric video. No, I'm kidding. There's nothing wrong with lyric videos. Don't send me emails.
We've got dancing. We've got people strapped up in basements getting tortured. We got, like, people almost committing suicide in tubs and people smashing shit and, you know, whatever the hell I was doing in the mirror. Having a psychotic episode. Yeah.
You can never mix the LSD with the ecstasy. No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing. From what I've read, folks, yeah, never look in a mirror when you're rolling. I don't know that for a fact. I just heard that. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Motivation with Amazon Music.
You're still in bed? Didn't you go running?
Oh, I overslept. I'll go tomorrow.
I'm getting in the shower.
Alexa, set an alarm for 5 a.m. tomorrow to hard rock music.
Okay, I'm up.
The right song exactly when you need it. Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically, cancel anytime.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. No, it's a great video. It's a fantastic video. I can only imagine because, I mean, in making a video, because you guys brought somebody in to put it together and direct and whatnot. I mean, and you have, like you mentioned, you have this pre, you know, when you write it, these pictures are in your head, and then to have somebody come in, does it kind of match or is it completely different?
It does not match at all. And it always, it's
closer, like being, like Sharon and I hanging out as Nate was like compiling things and hands on with the computer. And
yeah, I think that's for sure that helped kind of form the visual idea. But one of the things that I've learned with music videos is that you can never expect exactly what you want from it to happen because it just doesn't work that way sometimes. And especially with like limited budget as far as local bands go.
And limited time.
Yeah, it's just kind of something that you have to, you know, accept and be okay with. And I mean, we're still really happy with how the video came out. It is for sure different than what we planned for, but we're really happy with it. It's art.
Well, I love it. I think it's fantastic. And folks, you can see that video, like they were saying, on YouTube and all over, and on their website, SharonInTheWind.com. Very easy to get to. We have a link. And however you're listening to this show, if you're listening to it, the live broadcast right now or in the future on iTunes or however, or on TuneIn and soon to be Spotify. That's big news happening. However you're listening to it. Yeah. Big stuff happening behind the scenes. There's a lot of pain in the neck licensing stuff with that, though. But anyway, who cares about that? That's boring. Sharon in the Wind, you can go to their website. And, there's a link, however you're listening to the show, the podcast, what I'm saying. That link follows wherever the podcast is. Just click on it, and you'll get to their website. And you can buy the album there as well. It's available everywhere. But you guys can and you can probably get it, I imagine. You guys are going on tour, right? That's the best place to buy an album from the band
itself. Come catch us at a show at your local dive bar or DIY venue and hang out with us and grab a CD from us. And we may even, like, kiss it for you.
Yeah, I did that today.
Nice.
Signatures are good, too. They're permanent.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. You guys are doing a West Coast tour, kind of. I mean, you're going through New Mexico and Arizona and California, and then back around Reno and Salt Lake City.
Reno, Nevada, on our way back, and go through Salt Lake and
rustle up the Mormons, Jimmy.
Yeah,
it's gonna
be lit.
Nice. That's cool. That's a cool little. I'm looking at the dates. I'm on your Facebook page, which also, ladies and gentlemen, from their website, there's links to all their various social media. I suggest very, very important. If you like a band, like Sharon and the Wind, like their social media stuff. When they'll tell you, I do not kid, when talking to venue bookers and what these kinds of things come up. So it's very important.
And you won't believe how much sharing local bands' music and, you know, posts and things like that helps us out. It's the little things that really help small local bands like us.
Yeah, it's all about Facebook algorithms. Like, the more traffic a particular post gets, if you like a post, it's going to show up on your friend's feed that, hey, my friend liked this Sharon in the Wind business. What's going on over here? And so the internet
absolutely. So important, so important. And, you know, add things, you know, bands you like, folks, on your Spotify playlists and Pandoras and all that stuff helps, man. Subscribe to YouTube channels. It's all very, very important. It's a, you know, it's the music business has become very DIY, and all that stuff contributes, you know. And that way, that frees the bands up to make more music, more cool music and stuff. So it's important, you know. It's important. Do you guys, speaking of social media, do you guys, you know, share that out, like piecemeal it out to different members of the band? Or you all take turns, or how does that fall? Is there one person who kind of handles it?
Yeah, as far as you manage it.
Yeah, for the most part, I kind of make it, like, I have a list. I'm, you know, you mentioned I was hard to work with earlier.
Okay.
It's not that I'm hard to work with. It's just that I'm a little bit crazy when it comes to our band. I have a daily
I don't blame
things to do. And on that list of daily things to do every single day, it's, you know, do social media. Do on every social media that you possibly can do something. And, I mean, it helps a lot, like, it helps a lot more than people realize to, you know, be present on the internet.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And Trump's basically, like, she handles that primarily, and she also made me an admin, so every once in a while I'll throw some, like, hey, here's a thing. Like, for example, I'll try to post about, hey, we have a Patreon that exists, and you should go check it out.
Patreon.
I tried a thing!
And it's really cute. I kind of love her.
That's awesome.
Like,
tell us a little more. Is there a link on the website to the Patreon? And I'll tell you what, folks, before the night's out, I will have a link to the Patreon, and I will have that posted with their website and whatnot on our show pages and what have you. So
we have a Patreon link on our website, but it is patreon.com/Sharonandthewind. And we're, like, still creating – like, we have a huge reserve of – like video and audio and photos that we're going to share to our $5 subscribers.
Nice.
Like, there's $1 subscribers that just receive hella clout, and then for $5 you can get some actual, like, visual and audio kind of stuff. And then for $10 we're working on a vlog. I've annoyed Sharon with sticking a camera in her face a few different times when we've been hanging out, and so I'm going to be compiling that this weekend and making it
nice.
Very cool. Cases. And yeah, we have several other different things that come up for, like, you know, I can't remember everything that comes with the different tiers, but the higher up you go, the closer you get to things like, you know, tickets to shows and packages of merch when we get new merch, like a complimentary copy, because you basically paid for it, of whatever new music we put out. So, and then we also had this cute idea of, like, getting an Instax camera and having our Nick is also our photographer, and he manages merch at our shows and stuff. So he's catching a lot of that candid, those moments, and if he's going to, you know, if we get $25 subscribers, we're going to send out unique miniature Polaroids with little signature scribbles on the back.
Cool.
We're trying to be creative with this. We're trying to look at things that we're already doing and finding ways to present them in exchange for, like, your pennies and stuff, to make sure that we can do more cool things, like music videos.
Absolutely. Yeah. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up
at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-ring. TheCRing.com. And I'll tell you, folks, $5 ain't that bad. You know, yesterday, Danny and I were out. We were, I don't know, running errands or something. I don't think it was yesterday. It doesn't matter. Anyway, we were out and about, and I finally talked her into letting me go through a McDonald's and get in the hamburger because I was hungry. She wasn't. And that's a big deal in our house. That doesn't happen all the time. And I went through, and the damn hamburger was $7. So for less than the price of a hamburger, ladies and gentlemen, you can help this band out and get some cool swag. How about that? Cool, cool stuff. I like that. That's a brilliant idea. Very, very
Thank
cool.
You. Yeah, lots of artists and creators are doing it. Patreon's great.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, it's so interesting because it's years ago when I moved to, from when I got out of college, I moved to California. And like I said, all my friends are in entertainment. Every weekend, man, every weekend I was at some sort of fundraiser for, you know, somebody wanted to make a short film or they wanted to try to get an EP out or something. And now, you know, people are doing it themselves. They're finding creative ways to make it happen. Keep that hustle going. And it really shows who's invested in believing in what they're doing, too. You know, like you guys obviously are because you're hustling your ass off, you know, and that's a good thing. I think that's very inspiring. Good stuff. So let's play another track. We have Exorcist and Fire up next. Which direction should we go? What a couple choices.
Fire.
Fire? Okay. Yeah. Here it is, everybody. Sharon in the Wind. Fire.
Thank you.
Fire. Yeah, I know. Huh? Right, that was right there. That was Sharon in the Wind, Fire. And I like that track a lot as well. Very, very cool. Now, you described, it was funny because when that track was playing, I was talking to the band offline, so to speak. Off mic is how they say it in the biz. And I said, man, with a name like Fire, I expected this big power chord to start. Instead, this really kind of creepy piano came in, and I can't remember who said it, but it was fantastic the way you described that about creeping in with the singing and then getting punched in the face.
Demons are creeping up behind you, and then
and then the bass and drums and heavy guitar punch you in the face.
Yeah.
fantastic. That's so cool. That's so awesome. Now, we talked a little bit about the upcoming tour and to pick up the new album and whatnot on it, but you guys also have merchandise, lots of merchandise, and that will be there too. There's always a merch table at these shows, folks, and I suggest you use it.
With a new album, there comes lots of new merch, and for bands, buying merch is like, it's like our bread and butter, especially touring.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the money comes from.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's kind
absolutely.
Of like it serves two purposes because, you know, it gets us some income and it helps us break even from like the investment we put into the like the material merch, but it also gets the word out about us because if it looks cool, people ask about it, and people ask about it, they go onto the internet and they look up our sound. So
that's right.
Yeah, and it's multi-purpose and really cool stuff, and it allows us to, you know, employ some artists. For example, the guy who did the shirts that we have for Demons and Graveyard. Is which year Jake Yogurt of the Ghoulies, and he's an amazing artist, been doing a lot of posters and things of that nature in Denver, and Hannah Maddox of Scarlet Canary did our stickers with the
nice.
Quote from Exorcist on it.
Yeah.
So really great way to help each other out, making a community.
I'm telling you, and you guys are selling these shirts way too cheap. I'm looking at them right now. Oh my gosh!
Sorry.
No, I should tell them this. I know. It's
only because
listeners, it's a hell of a deal on here.
Come to our shows. I don't want people to come to our shows and want to buy shirts, and then how I did look at like a Black Sabbath shirt at Ozfest and really want a Black Sabbath shirt, but then it's like $75. I like really don't
right.
want to be that guy because I want people to be able to afford to buy our shirts and wear them on their bodies. So
it's very
yeah.
true. You are very right, and you know, and it's awesome, and you'll sell a lot more. You know, you make it up in volume. It's absolutely right. Absolutely right. I tell you, I have a funny merch story. Years ago, when I lived in San Diego, we would do this every year. We did all these festivals and stuff always. I'd have a art booth and whatnot. And my first Gay Pride that we did, we rented a booth, you know, a lot of people, 200,000 people. And so I bought merch. It was my first year buying merch. And I had paintings on shirts. And like I said, all my friends were musicians, so I bought, like, you know, concert-type shirts, you know, usually a little bigger and whatnot. Gay guys didn't want to wear the big shirts, so I had to have them overnight, like a whole bunch of extra small, tight ones. And they sold out, you know, but I learned my lesson. You got to think about your market, right? Crazy.
Sure.
Well, these are fantastic prices on these. I'm looking, and wow, it's amazing. Amazing. Very, very cool. And folks, you can buy these shirts not only at a show, but also on the SharonandTheWind.com website. Very, very cool. Now, tell us about the album, making this album, from like concept to the whole thing. Was this a long process? Was it super involved, or did you kind of know where you were going?
Well, I'm going to blow your mind real quick, Jamie. I wrote 6 of the 10 songs on the album in a single day.
Really?
Caffeine, a hell of a drug. It was more like alcohol.
She's like Jeff Kerouac,
yeah,
like on the road.
I had four of the 10 songs written kind of before the new lineup came together. And then when I was writing the last two of the first four as it was coming together, and then one day I was like, I really need to like move past this emotion and this situation that's been weighing on me. And, you know, I texted Alex, our guitarist, at like 11 that day and said, hey, I'm going to finish our album today. And he told me that there was no way that that was going to happen. And sure enough, 7 hours later, I texted him again and said, "Hey, I finished our album." And
wow.
So, yeah, that was it. It was
That's
more
amazing.
Like, yeah, it was like take a shot, cry a little bit, write a song, repeat. 6 times.
Well, I have to ask, Sharone, now, I don't normally get too involved in your personal life, but I mean, did somebody break your heart? What the hell happened to write it right that much in one day? You know, what was going on, girl?
I think that just, you know, the dissolution of the band really affected me. And weighed really, really heavily on me. Even just until about a couple months ago, I finally was able to really bring myself to a place to move past it. But it definitely weighed on me for a very long time. And I think that writing the album was just like the very long therapy session that I needed to be able to move past that. So it was just
very cathartic
for writing this album. And yeah, exactly.
Nice, nice. Well, you know, and that needs to happen sometimes. I have a good friend of mine, and she's going through the big heartbreak, man. She got dumped. She got the big line, you know, "Hey, but we'll still be friends." And, you know, I told her, I said, "You're the girlfriend that Robin was saying call your girlfriend about." I can't believe it. No, I was teasing her a little bit, but, you know, she was going on about it. I said, "Well, you're an artist. Use this emotion. This is fuel, man. Use it. It's a gift."
I always say that from heartbreak comes inspiration. And I personally feel that when I'm happy, I'm useless because I don't feel the need to write music and I don't feel the need to create. I think that, you know, the universe for some reason is either like just fucking with me or like knows that I need chaos in my life to make music. So it keeps kind of throwing that in my face.
I see. Well, and the other thing. You know, Sharone, you can't walk around with those demon horns on all the time and date these born again Christian guys. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to work. You know, I'm teasing, of course, but I do imagine you probably wear those horns quite a bit, huh? I would. They're pretty awesome.
I actually just got a third set.
See, there you go. I knew it. She's kicking back, watching Bridezillas on the Hulu with her demon horns on. I can picture it. That's funny. Oh, man. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Hey, folks. Located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all-natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique.com, LapothecaryUnique.com.
Rucks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Well, we've got one more song to play. Speaking of demon horns, Exorcist. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, exercise some demons.
Nice. Try to play it, and then we'll talk about it.
All right.
We can do that. Let's do it. Here it is, folks.
All
this
right.
is Exorcist, Sharone in the Wind.
Streaming motorbike.
is, folks. Exorcist, Sharon in the Wind. Very, very cool. I like that track a lot as well. Sharon, tell everybody what you were telling us off mic there about being able to head
about the song?
Jam to that.
Okay. So that was actually Michelle. We were just saying
Michelle.
This song is really fun to play live.
Yeah.
And Michelle, as a pianist, enjoys being able to headbang.
Yeah, it's like one of those things that, like, because it's kind of chromatic and it's got a creepy thing to it, but it's very beat heavy. So I'm able to actually, like, fling my head back and forth, like, as a guitarist might, and it's super satisfying. I want to move to music. That's what feels right.
Very,
like,
very
trapped
cool.
In the, really trapping to the melodies, but yeah, I find it cool.
Nice. Hey, and I just remembered, we had talked a little bit, me and Sharon, yesterday before the big show. We got to give a big shout out to Anthony, right? He got called into work, couldn't make it tonight. Anthony's the drummer.
Yeah.
Anthony, you're here in spirit with us. We're thinking of you while you work away. And,
Yeah,
that's
but we
not
got
a bad thing.
Zach, introduce himself yet?
I am Zach. I've said a couple things.
Nice.
He plays bass.
Zach plays
kind
bass.
Of quiet,
right?
Yeah.
He speaks louder with his low strings.
I guess so.
Nice. Zach, I tell you, when I was a kid, I went to a Duran Duran concert. Now, again, I'm dating myself here. And I saw their bass player go to the lip of the stage and put his hand up to his ear. And I swear to God, 13,000 girls, like, screamed like the Beatles had just come out or something. You know what I mean? I went home that very night and I told my father, I said, I need to learn how to play a bass, like, now. Very, very important. You know? So I got one for Christmas that year. I played around with it for about 4 hours, and my fingers started bleeding, and I said, okay, that's enough of this. On to the next thing. I don't know. I think I traded it for some CDs or something a month later, but that's my bass experience. So my hat goes off to you, Zach. It's a hard instrument to play.
Yeah.
But, man, the girls, you know.
And Zach is also just a genius musician.
Oh, no.
Nice. And, of course, we've got Alex on guitar and Michelle Bailey on piano and Sharon, you know, with the demon horns and drinking shots of Jaeger.
I do a lot of headbanging, so it's a lot of neck playing, because then, like, for 3 days after a show, I'll be, like, sore and I'll be able to move any of my body because my neck hurts so bad. So the tour is going to be interesting.
Michelle's going to get one of those old... What were they? The ruffs that they used to wear, like, back in the Edwardian period? That's what you need.
Yeah.
Then it'll hold your head up.
Yeah.
There.
If I'm not sore, after a show, it wasn't a good show.
Yeah.
Nice.
So good.
One of the things I like about, and you talked a little bit about getting more theatrical in this incarnation and in the evolution, I shouldn't say incarnation, terrible word, evolution of the band, because it's here to stay, baby. One of the things I've always liked about you, Sharon, and your merry group of people that you're with always, is the fashion aspect. You guys are always looking really sharp, and does a lot of thought go into that, like, and whatnot, or are you just normally cool like that?
We're all, especially this, I guess it's not really a new lineup anymore, but just the people that are playing in this band now, we're all very into, you know, the theatrics that we're doing and the creativity and the visual aspect of our shows. Like, for our release show, Alex did, like, a whole, like, basically, like, painted his face as a canvas, and, like, his hands were painted with different designs and stuff. And, you know, Michelle had her little, like, very artistic corset.
Yeah,
and
somebody referred to me as, like, a cute little gothic Lolita. I had pigtails because my hair didn't get a chance to get washed that day. So I switched it on back into some pigtails, and I threw some color on my eyes, which I usually reserve for other projects. But I figured, hey, I got this palette in my little bag here, so I'm going to have some fun. And I personally, and you don't really wear heels. You wear, like, platform Sharon to shows, but I don't wear heels to shows. ever because I feel the need to be mobile and to be able to kick someone's ass.
Right.
If they be, like, coming up on my main bitch or any of the other people in the audience who deserve respect and bodily autonomy.
I mean, that's why I have the big, massive, you know, goth booth at the platform is, like, just in case, like, someone's, like, doing something they shouldn't, I can just, like, you know, kick them off.
Switch
kick. Or, like, one
there
time,
you go.
The first time I wore the massive boots for a show, I put my leg up on the monitor at one point and wasn't prepared for how heavy these boots were and almost knocked the monitor straight into this girl's face who was standing right in front of it in the audience.
Funny. Oh, my God. Yeah, because yeah, you're right. Those big Frankenstein boots are heavy duty, man. Heavy duty. That's awesome. We went to a Halloween party. Was it last year? The year before, actually. And I got out some of my old club gear and whatnot and borrowed some of my girlfriend's. And we went to this big Halloween party. And I'm walking right into this club. And I just don't have – I'm old now, you know. Those days are behind me. I fell right – I just wiped out right at the front of the club in front of everybody. I mean, went down, ripped my knees. It was terrible. So embarrassing. But, you know, you got to just get up and be punk rock and go in there, man. That's how it has to happen. So yeah. my heart goes with you, Sharon. Those are hard to wear. For me, at least. My old ass. There you go. That's what I need. No, I don't. Very cool. Well, this is a fantastic album, folks. You have to pick it up. You know, get out there, get this, buy it, share it with your friends, buy it for your friends. How about that? That's a cool thing. And, you know, if you're going through a breakup, buy it for your ex, because that'll really freak them out when you send this to them. They won't know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah,
you know?
There's a song on the album called Zombie where I talk about killing people if I were a zombie. Yeah.
Nice.
This is,
nice.
Like, the perfect album for, like, an ex.
Very good. Very cool. I love it. Well, and like I said, folks, they're not you can see Sharon in the Wind. They play all over Denver. You know, you'll see them around there. But also, they're doing the whole West Coast, and I'm going to be bugging them to try to do the East Coast one of these times, and you know, get them down here, but not in the summer, because spooky kids in Florida just don't mix, man. Not in the heat. It's bad down here. You know, maybe in the winter it's all right. Very, very cool. Well, you guys are kicking ass. You know, keep doing what you're doing. You're real good at it.
Thank
you know.
Thank you,
Danny. We appreciate you.
Yep. Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate you guys. It's fantastic music and everything you're doing. It's very, very inspiring. And it's just very, very cool to see, you know. I love it when my friends become successful. Awesome. You guys are well on your way. Very, very cool. Well, I'm looking at the time, guys, and it's, man, it goes by so quick when I'm having fun, you know. I can't believe it. Well, I want to thank you guys for taking time out of your schedule. What is tonight's a band practice night, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. No, do you have to do that yet, or have you already done it?
We're done.
Yeah, we got it taken care of.
Nice. Well, there you go. Nice way to end the evening, then. Very, very
absolutely.
Cool. Well, thank you guys. I know you guys are busy and got a lot going on, and the tour's coming up.
Thank you so much, Jamie.
Absolutely,
like
absolutely.
I said, my favorite online radio show.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. And I have to say something too, because I get people all the time. They'll get a hold of me, and not just bands, but like PR people and stuff like that. They're like, "Hey, we'd like to get this band on next week. Can you get them?" I'm like, "No, man, I can't. I'm booked out like 2 months in advance." Sharon, I love her so much. Contacted me about this show, what was it, Sharon, 3 months ago or something like that? Maybe four. And I'm like, Sharon, you rock. You are, I love you so much because
hey, I know how it goes.
Out of the way, you know? And I'm telling you, it's so inspiring. So inspiring. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this show tonight. We will be back. We have a special Saturday show coming up. We have a musician. We tried to connect live with him in Manila in the Philippines on Monday, and I don't know. I bit off more than I could chew, so So that show actually was that didn't work out. So it's going to be this Saturday. So we moved it to this Saturday. So it'll work then. I promise. I'm hoping. No, I know it will now. So we'll see you then. And this show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and put on all out on all the various social media platforms, including on Pinterest. Man, you can figure out how to make something out of a palette while listening to the show. It's fantastic. And of course, we'll be on iTunes as well, or as they keep bugging me to say now, or to call it, Apple Podcasts. It's iTunes, ladies and gentlemen. Give me a break. But yeah, we're going to be on there. If you are listening to the show in the future on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, do me a quick favor. Well, hello from the past, first off. And do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. It really helps us stay up on the top of the page. And that just really annoys everybody who doesn't like me. And, you know, that's a good thing. No, I'm kidding. It our advertisers get a lot. Very cool, everybody. We will see you later. And Sean and the Wind, you guys keep doing what you're doing, man. You're real, real good
Absolutely.
At it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.